وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. Let us look at another concept that people indulge in, or systems indulge in, that affects the rest of humanity. One of those issues that we deal with is interest, as we call it in Islam or in Arabic, riba. Interest is when other people give a loan and ask for more in return. As this is as simple as I can make it sound. So sometimes you go to a person and say, look, could you lend me some money? He says, yeah, sure. I'll lend you $1,000, but on the condition that you give me $2,000 in return, or you give me $1,500 in return, or whatever amount they ask on top of the loan. That is Islamically considered to be riba. Now, most of the banking system in the entire world works and based on interest. You can't buy a house on a loan without having to pay interest. You can't buy a car on a loan without having to pay interest. You can't buy even a phone these days, or a laptop, or something essential on a loan if it has no interest. Now, obviously, there are interest-free loans, but I would say 99.9% of loans are interest-bound contracts, where you are forced to pay a huge amount of money for something. Sometimes it goes up to half just for you to have something. So a riba, or interest, Islamically speaking, it's one of the deadliest sins in terms of distracting and destroying the fabric of society. And that's why in the Islamic religion, interest is considered to be one of the major sins. And the ahadith and the ayat of the Quran in this regard are very, very harsh with those who try to deal with riba. So when it comes to riba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَأْكُلُوا الرِّبَا أَضْعَافًا مُضَاعَفًا. Don't take interest like double folds, two folds, three folds. وَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. And be fearful for the fire that was prepared for the non-believers, meaning those who indulge in such a thing. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he tries to describe those people who indulge in interest, he says, الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ الرِّبَى, those who consume interest, لَا يَقُومُونَ إِلَّا كَمَا يَقُومُ الَّذِي يَتَخَبَّطُهُ الشَّيْطَانُ مِنَ الْمَسِ. When they walk as if those who have been touched by shaitan in terms of the, in their brains. So they will do everything that is wrong in the book, because they are no longer protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The shaitan takes hold of them. And that happens only because they indulge in the act of interest. So interest mainly now is in loans. Back in the day, they used to take other items as leverage or as interest. So, for example, if someone comes to them for a loan, they would give them a loan. But in return, they say, look, you got to give us something to keep. So, for example, people say, sure, look, let me take a loan from you. I'll come back and I'll give it to you. And you will see that in most of the times where people take loans and take money, those who can't afford to pay it back in the day I'm talking, they will take their children, for example, their child or their daughter or their wife as a form of payment. That's how bad interest can get. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So when we are looking at interest, we have to keep in mind that we should not indulge ourselves in. And there's a big line between interest loans and borrowing money. So sometimes I borrow money from a person, 100 for 100, that's it. I ask it to give me some money. I take it now, I'll come back a year later, I'll give you the same money. I don't have to give you $1,000. I don't have to give you the value of it back then, back now. No, it has to be done in an appropriate manner. So when we look at loans and borrowing money, we have to also differentiate between the two, not to mix the two together. Unless the one who you borrow money from puts a condition that you need to give him extra, then obviously we have a problem. Now, when it comes to dealing with interest, number of things to a person happen. Now, this could and possibly might have included me and you because we might have done a loan that is based on riba. So we have to be very careful. The first thing Allah says when it comes to riba, He says, it is war between you and me. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَى. All you who believe, have piety, fear Allah, and leave whatever left of riba. إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. That is, if you are true believers. فَإِن لَمْ تَفَعَلُوا. And if you don't do so, if you do not abandon the act of riba, do not use the concept of riba. Do not use the concept of riba. What will happen is that I will be, and the Prophet will be, your enemies. So he says, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Then you have initiated a war with Allah and His Messenger. So whether a person gives a loan or he becomes a person involved in the riba, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we are at war. Simple as that. We go into rage war against you. And I think by far, this is one of the scariest verses in the Quran. That one has to go head to head with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet when it comes to war. I mean, I can take a war, I can go to war against a person, against an army, against a country, and I might win. But to go against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger of Allah, that is something I have to keep away from. Inshallah, we will leave it up to here when we talk about interest and how it destroys the communities. And inshallah, we will continue in other times. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.